on FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
The Human Settlements Department says KZN is leading as the province with the highest number of homes affected by weather-related disasters. Briefing Parliament yesterday, it revealed over 9,000 homes were destroyed in the 2024-25 financial year. Director General Alec Moyemi says nearly 3,000 home temporary residential units were constructed to house some families.
In KwaZulu-Natal, we had an incident in Ubu district, which was following heavy rains and floods. And the same in eThekwini, when 196 households were affected. And also Ilembe district, where 28 mud houses were affected. I must also clarify this point, that it may be that indeed some had been affected by a hailstorm, but they just require a minor repair.
Since the start of the current financial year, over 200 homes have been affected by storms. And KZN Health has dismissed claims that South African patients are being sidelined in favour of foreign nationals at RK Khan Hospital in Chatsworth. A viral social media post claims that pregnant South African women were being denied beds in the hospital's antenatal ward. According to the post, the ward is occupied by 10 foreign nationals. Provincial spokesperson for the department, Nati Oliphant, says they serve a diverse population. He says the notion of preferential treatment is not only untrue, but dangerously misleading.
The department conducted an immediate assessment of the situation at the hospital. The findings clearly indicate that of the 40 patients admitted to the antenatal ward, only 4 were foreign nationals. All patients were accommodated in beds and there was no shortage of space in the ward at the time of inspection. However, we categorically state that patients admitted based on medical need and not nationality. The constitution and applicable health legislation oblige us to provide care to all individuals.
And abroad, footage of rapper Sean Diddy Combs allegedly dragging his ex-girlfriend has been shown at his sex trafficking and racketeering trial in New York. R&B singer Cassie Ventura cried on the stand as she detailed allegations of abuse she suffered during their relationship. Explicit images of so-called freak-offs were also shown. Ventura is set to receive intense cross-examination from the music mogul's defense team today. Sky's Martha Kellner says the singer was asked yesterday why she's chosen to testify.
She responded, "I can't carry this anymore. The shame, the guilt, what's right and what's wrong is wrong." She then confirmed that she'd also reached a $20 million settlement with Sean Combs in their civil lawsuit.
The rapper denies all charges. Your top story this hour, the Human Settlements Department says KZN is leading as the province with the highest number of homes affected by weather-related disasters. For the Newswatch team, I'm Tamasha Kanyi.